Thank you very much, Johnny, and welcome back. Of course, we're getting down to the business end of the hurling sevens at the moment, and a lot to play for here. And delighted to be joined by two stalwarts of Galway hurling, Kenneth Burke from St. Thomas's and John Cummins from Gort as well. And Kenneth, for yourself, often people will look towards the county championship and think your real work starts then, but of course, I think it's starting today.
Well, it's definitely starting today for the 10 or 11 that are out there. It is ferocious heat, but it's very enjoyable. The lads always want to play in it, and competition is very stiff when it starts. Lads are kind of easy when but once it's thrown in, they're ready to go, and everyone wants to win once they go out. Like, so it's always competitive, and we're always really enjoy it, so we're delighted to be here again.
Normally, what you call it, like, we're talking here just after a round two game taking place. We know with St. Thomas's team losing an opening game, they're dangerous coming back. A late goal against Baha to get you back in the hunt.
We just about snuckled, yeah. We missed more, but anyway, we just got over the line. Yeah, we've tobered around the last game, and we win or take all, really, unless Tobor win this one out, but we have to win, yeah.
People always look at St. Thomas's, John, as contenders. Of course, Gort are the defending champions, and a good start for the team against Cropwell, and it won't be too long before they're out in action again in round two.
Yeah, they're out shortly again now. They did well to win the first game, but like, the first game is very important to win in any tournament, but like, as the game goes on, you'll see lads getting a small bit tireder, and it's very competitive, and as I said earlier in the week, everyone wants to try and win the Kilbeck and the Sevens, because it's a fabulous tournament and it's a great way for a club to bring lads off in a training camp and that, because the prize fund is so big, you know.
It's become like the real standout of the most Sevens tournament in Galway of the year, even while most of the teams are South Galway here competing in local rivalries as well. As you just said there, this is one that people train for all season.
Yeah, it's the one that can really start your season off really well if you win it, because, like, you know, a championship is not for another few weeks, but like, by winning this, you might be able to go off in a training camp, as I said. But the thing is, like, winning it gives you a little bit of a momentum to go and continue and get into the first round of the championship.
Kenneth, is that the way you've treated this as well, like trading for it, like coming in to try and get this title and then enjoy the night?
Yeah, we've been doing a few small city games last few weeks, so we're trying to get them and fitness levels. We're kind of going into a bank of work now for June, July before the championship starts. So this is part of the work. So it's always a good competition. We're trying to perform as best as we can. And with a few guys' injuries, we could have a few more guys, but a few niggle injuries have them out. But the lads out there are well able to hurl, so they're competitive. Like.
And John, as Killett said, like you said too, the players want to get out here as well, and Gort want to hold on to their title.
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, they've a young team out here this today, and it's great exposure for those guys. And like, look at them, their first game won. They're in a nice position, but they still have two or three more games to go. And I guarantee you, when it comes down to the business, and lads will be very tired.
Yeah. I tell you, we'll be tired watching the two every puck of the ball. Before I let you go, lads, of course, it's the week that's in it. Leinster hurling final. Just get your quick thoughts in it. Galway Kilkenny. Kenneth, disappointing first half of Galway the last day, but they show great heart and courage, I suppose, to get back and get something out of the game against Dublin.
Yeah, they never give up, but everyone knows they know themselves. The performance wasn't good enough the last day. I suppose they weren't really tested up that Bear Kilkenny game, and I think they know themselves. They're ramping up to Leinster final. They really have to get going now, and Munster teams coming will be, if you don't win it, you're going to be in quarter final. So they know themselves, they have to really up it, and I think it's in them. The good squad there, and I think that they'll have a good performance next year.
And I think, John, they have to reply as well, because Kenneth just touched on there. Potentially Tipperary is a quarter final opponent, a very, very hard route through to an All Ireland if they slip up to Kilkenny again.
Yeah, look, at the lads won't be happy with the first half performance, but like, as I said, they rallied really well, came back, probably could have won the game, but like, the next day it's winner takes all. If they win, they have a 4 week break and you're getting ready for an All-Ireland semi-final. You'll be two matches out from being where you want to be, but like, if you lose that game, you're facing Tip, who are a very formidable team at the moment. And but the one thing I just said, the boys are good enough to win that game next Sunday. Hopefully they'll go up and they will win it.
Hopefully they will. Galway Kilkenny will focus on that next Sunday, whether it's St. Thomas's, whether it's Gort, or whether it's one of the other six teams. It's Kilbeck and the Sevens. We are here all evening. Get yourself down here, some cracking hurling. Thanks, lads.